This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From time to time, we survey economic anxiety in America. The higher the number, the more anxious people are. Today, how debt plays into this. People who are currently paying student loans have a much higher score on the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Anxiety Index than those who don't have student loans, about two-thirds higher, according to our new data. There's an established link between debt and mental health. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more.
Like 87% of American families, Josh Baker and his wife have debt. Theirs is mostly student loan debt.
We actually have several conversations a month about the frustrations that come along with it, psychologically and financially, to be honest with you.
Anytime there's a healthcare deductible or some unexpected expense, there's a conversation about how to deal with it. Baker, at this point, feels like his college education just was not worth it.
It is depressing, and it is something that's constantly in the back of your mind, and it can make you feel trapped financially as well as an individual.
He is not the only one. Katrina Walsman researches public health at the University of South Carolina and looked at former students years after they'd taken out loans for their education.
We found that those students who took on more student loans reported poor mental health.
It's not just student loan debt that has a negative connection to mental health. It's indebtedness generally.
My research looked at depression, anger, anxiety, and showed a pretty strong correlation.
Patricia Drentia is a professor at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Some research suggests that stigma around debt can make people feel worse, and some types of debt are more stigmatized than others. Student loan debt can be seen as a rite of passage into the middle class. Something like credit card debt, though, not as much.
Credit card debt or unsecured debt that isn't associated with major things in life that you need is even more likely to be associated with negative mental health.
Now, the things that cause depression and anxiety, like serious illness, can also cause debt. The two are correlated. The question is, does one sometimes cause the other? Many researchers, like Patricia Drentia, say yes.
So I do think that sometimes it can be causal and that some of it is through the worries.
The fear of never paying it off, the stigma of having it in the first place, consider it all a form of interest payment that we might not know we're signing up for. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.